Ronnie speaking.
Hello, my name is Marcus. Return your call for customer support. How can I help
you? Yes, sir. Hey, I was calling because I was noticing on my bank that there was a charge that I did not recognize.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
Yes, sir. It's 40243.
40243.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for that. Your name, sir?
Ronnie Cox.
And can you verify your address?
Yes, sir. It's 12317 Hardwick Road, Louisville, Kentucky, 40243.
Okay, thank you for that. One moment while your account is loading. Bear with me, the system is somewhat slow. Okay, it just pulled up. Okay, so are you familiar with the transaction you made for the tactical bag?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that was on 11/14 for $574.
Right.
So basically what happened, part of the terms and conditions connected to that transaction, you were entered into a additional sweepstakes to win an additional bag, and there are fees and a membership that's attached to it. And so that's basically where those additional charges came from, 6732.
Okay, so, but I don't remember agreeing to those charges or anything else.
Yeah, so what happens is there's a hyperlink on the web, the website where the terms and conditions are located, and if you double click on them, it's going to open up into the full disclosure, which goes into that. You know, you would never know it's there until you double click on it. So, yeah. So they're going to contend that the charges are valid because at least they gave you a some type of. It was there, but it was fine print. Put it that way.
Well, I don't recall seeing anything like that, so I don't. I'm trying to figure out why would they be charging me for something I didn't do? I mean, I got the bag. Yeah, I got that part. I understand that.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't remember seeing anything else.
Right. And I don't know, and I'm on this end, I don't know exactly what you're seeing, sir. So I just do the customer service. Yeah.
Right. So how do I get this reversed? Because, I didn't authorize this extra charge on here for sure.
So I know for a fact, of course, you can cancel this and you won't be billed any further. At this point, because I know I can actually go and look at the terms and conditions. When I look at them, they're basically, it'll end up saying, showing me that, you know, the disclosure was there, the charges are valid, and that's pretty much what they're going to try to stick to up until this point. They're going to stand their ground in that regard up until this point.
Okay. Well, I guess I can contact my bank and they can look at it from their end.
Let me see if I can speak to my manager and see if we can do something a little bit further. Hold on one second. So I spoke with my manager, and he offered a 50% refund.
Okay. I mean, I'll take what I can get.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me put this together for you, sir.
All right.
Okay, sir. Yes. I'll process a refund to you. You should expect to receive it in 3 to 5 business days, and I have a cancellation number for you for your records if you need.
Yes, sir, if you don't mind.
Okay, C as in Crown.
Mm-hmm.
262-676-224. So you're all set, you won't be rebilled again, and that refund is on its way.
All right, sir. Well, greatly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.